Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashutarshata Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नमस्कार श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री राधा श्रीवासिनी गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंज राधा कुंज गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मई की जय। यमुना मई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। समवेता भक्त वृंद की जय। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Okay, this is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 11, Text 20.
Na vāyasva pakṣosya vipakṣa eva vā. Parasya mṛtyo viṣata samam prajā. Tam dhāvamānam anudhāvanantya nishā. Yata rajam syanilam bhuta sankah. Na vaisvapakshosya vipaksha eva va. Parasya mrityor vishata samam praja. Tam dhavamanam anudhavantyanisha. Yata rajam syanidam bhuta sanghah. Navai svapaksha sya vipaksha eva va. Parasya mrityo vishata samam praja. Tam dhavamanam anudhavantyanisha. Yata rajam syanilam bhuta sangraha. Vaisa paksho sya vipaksha eva va. Parasya mrityor vishata samam praja. Tam dhavamanam anudhavanantisha. Yata rajam syanilam bhuta sangha.
Word for word equivalents. Na, not. Vai, however. Svapaksha, ally. Asya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vipaksha, enemy. Eva, certainly. Va, or. parasya, of the supreme, mrityo, in the form of time, visharta, entering, samam, equally, praja, living entities, tam, him, dhavamanam, moving, anudhavanti, follow behind, anisha, dependent living entities, yuta, as, rajansi, particles of dust, anilam, the wind, bhuta sangha, other material elements. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his feature of eternal time is present in the material world and is neutral towards everyone. No one is his ally and no one his enemy. Within the jurisdiction of the time element, everyone enjoys or suffers the result of his own karma or fruitive activities. As when the wind blows, small particles of dust fly in the air, so according to one's particular karma, one suffers or enjoys material life. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the original cause of all causes, He is not responsible for anyone's material sufferings or enjoyment. There is no such partiality on the part of the Supreme Lord. The less intelligent accuse the Supreme Lord of being partial and claim that this is why one enjoys in the material world and another suffers. But this verse specifically says that there is no such partiality on the part of the Supreme Lord. Living entities, however, are never independent. As soon as they declare their independence of the Supreme Controller, they are immediately put into this material world to try their luck freely as far as possible. When the material world is created for such misguided living entities, they create their own karma, fruitive activities, and take advantage of the time element. And thereby they create their own fortune or misfortune. Everyone is maintained, and everyone is ultimately killed. As far as these three things are concerned, the Lord is equal to everyone. It is according to one's karma that one suffers and enjoys. The living entity's higher or lower position, his suffering and enjoying, are due to his own karma. The exact word used in this connection is anisha, which means dependent on their own karma. The example is given that the government gives everyone the facilities for governmental action and management, but by one's own choice, one creates a situation which obliges him to exist under different types of consciousness. The example given in this verse is that when the wind blows, particles of dust float in the air. Gradually, lightning occurs, and then torrents of rain follow, and thus the rainy season creates a situation of varieties in the forest. God is very kind. He gives everyone an equal chance, but by the resultant actions of one's own karma, one suffers or enjoys in this world.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकृतमह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपादकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातं सहगणरङ्गनाथान्वितां तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सवधूतां परिजनसहितां कृष्णचैतन्यदेवां श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि प्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नवाय स्वपक्षस्य विपक्ष एव वा परस्य मृत्योर्विशतः समं प्रजा तं धावमानम् अनुधावन्त्यानिशा यथा रजांस्यानिव भूतसङ्घ The word has been described by Svayambhuva Manu to Dhruva Maharaj for the past four verses in a philosophical, detached way. Previously, Svayambhuva Manu had given direct instruction to Dhruva that stop this fighting. Now he's backing up a little and presenting the reasoning which informs that injunction. He's giving Dhruva a little philosophical background so that Dhruva will have not only an obedience but an underpinning which will prevent him from having to find himself in this situation again. This is the responsibility of a good instructor. And not only do they correct someone who's under their care when they make a mistake, but they provide them the educational tools by which they can make an informed decision in the future. Therefore, it's recommended in our scripture that if you cannot deliver your dependents from the cycle of birth and death, it's better that you don't become a teacher, a parent, a king. In other words, don't take a position of authority if you can't deliver your disciple from the cycle of birth and death. Svayambhuva Manu understands that to guide someone on the spiritual path takes more than just corrections. It's an educational program. Srila Prabhupada described ISKCON as an educational movement in the seven purposes of ISKCON. So what education is he giving to Dhruva? It's got a few points in this verse. First, the Lord is neutral in his feature as the time factor. Everyone, natvevaham chatunasam natve me janadipa nachayvam napavishyama sarvivayam ataparam. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that for one who takes birth, death is certain. And for one who dies, he's sure to take birth again. Therefore, in the course of your duties, you should not lament. Time affects everyone. In English, we say time and tide waits for no man. Time and tide, that means the ocean. Time and tide waits for no man. So, it's a fact. That's how the Lord is neutral to every living entity. He's giving food to every living entity. He's neutral in many ways, but here the time factor is being highlighted. He gives food to every living entity. The elephant, Prabhupada gives this example a few times. He gives the elephant tons of grass, and he gives the ant a morsel of sugar. So he's feeding everyone. Sometimes we ask the Lord for food, but he's feeding even his non-devotee, so why won't he feed his devotee? That's his darshana. He's seeing everyone equally. No one is his friend, no one is his enemy. And that's also the fact in the case of time. Death is sure for everyone. Another famous quote Prabhupada would share: as sure as death. I think now it's more popular to say as sure as death and taxes. They say both. But as sure as death. So there's the... But the Bhagavatam also explains, this is second canto if I remember properly, it explains that with every rising and the setting of the sun, a person comes one day closer to death, except for a devotee of the Lord, who the rising and the sun bring him closer every day to eternal life. So someone can argue, well, there's a big exception there. Krishna's quite favorable to his devotees. This sounds like nepotism. I smell a rat. They'll argue like that. They'll say that God isn't actually equipoised, equanimous. What is the word for this? I don't know. Equal. He's not equal to everyone. He favors his devotees. So if they're pious, they might make this argument. Because that it's a pious argument because it assumes that they believe in God. That's the first thing. They'll say that God's not equal to everyone. Why? But yeyatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. He is equal because he's an equal opportunity mercy dispenser. He's giving mercy to everyone at every moment. It's just whether we accept that mercy or not. And no one is beyond redemption. There's never a point where the Lord excludes us from the possibility of pure devotional service, of reviving our love of Krishna. Sometimes the word service has a bad taste in its mouth. But when we hear pure devotional service, if we can equate that with love of God, we'll get a closer picture of what Krishna consciousness actually is. It's something that's equally available for everyone. When Kumbhakarna surrendered to Lord Ram, Kumbhakarna was the brother of Ravana. Was it Kumbhakarna? Yeah, he surrendered to Lord Ram. He came, one of Ravana's siblings, he had a family. Ravana had a family. Thank you, correct. Thank you for correcting me. I didn't think it was right, but yeah. Vibhishan comes to surrender to Lord Ram accepts him unconditionally. Sugriva did not accept him. The general of the monkey soldiers, the most experienced general, he didn't accept. And that was his service mood toward Ram. He didn't want Lord Ram to get cheated. He was not trusting this Vibhishan. He thought he was a spy. And so he was advising Lord Ram, please don't accept him. But Ram said, anyone who surrenders to me, I must protect that person. So this is the Lord's equanimity. Yayatamam prapadyante tamstatayva vajamiham. As you surrender to me, so I reciprocate accordingly. That's equality. Prabhupada writes, as soon as they declare their independence of the Supreme Controller, they're immediately put into this material world to try their luck freely as far as possible. So the Lord gives us this material world also, where we are all given equal opportunity to forget Krishna. That will come in varieties of possibilities. The sky's the limit. We can forget Krishna. As a CEO, we can forget Krishna. As a judge who sentences a CEO to prison for misconduct, we can forget Krishna. As a bum in the street, but whether goodness, passion, or ignorance is our flavor of forgetting Krishna, we have a choice. And at any moment we can choose to remember Krishna. I just spoke yesterday while on High Street to a gentleman who is homeless. And he was sharing with me how he has a lot of really embarrassing habits, but he's extremely transparent and forthcoming about all of his bad habits. I do this and this and this. I have this kind of pictures in my back pocket right now when I'm talking to you. But right next to them, I have my Quran. Even though I'm not perfect, I'm honest. I was just arrested for possession of marijuana, but I'm being honest, telling you the truth. I know it's not right, but it's where I'm at. And then he began to share nice realizations about Prabhupada's books, because I had the book table set up on High Street. He said, this information is nectar. He used the word nectar. This is really nectar. And so, even in that difficult, heavily influenced state that he was experiencing, blisters on his feet, probably drunk, difficulty, can't think straight about anything material, yet he was able to perceive the nectar of Prabhupada's. That's an exceptional situation. Generally, it's difficult in the mode of ignorance to appreciate anything, even materially, what to speak of transcendental. But where there's a will, there's a way. Another English phrase, God helps those who help themselves. But we have to know what helping ourselves means. If we want to serve Krishna, he will be there immediately to assist us in serving him. That may take commitments on our part to recognize what we've got going on in between, what we're putting up between us and Krishna, and to take steps to address those issues. That can come from the heart, it can come through devotees telling us. And the great news about it is that the Lord actually assists us if we try to take up that work after he's kindly shared it with us, directly or indirectly. It can come from the books. They can also, sometimes you just open a book and suddenly you're faced with a point that challenges you or affects your heart. And the Bhagavatam is, and Bhagavad Gita for that matter, they both follow certain patterns again and again. There will be a description of, and these patterns generally provoke a reaction for a conditioned soul when they encounter these juxtaposed messages. For example, there will be a discussion of sorry, it just happened in this chapter. Yes, there's a discussion of the creation of the world and a discussion of the universal form. And a discussion of free will. These points, when you hear about creation of the world, you hear about the super soul, and you hear about the universal form of the Lord, how they're exercising exact control over minute and enormous features of this universe, then it gives the understanding of just how everything's working like a machine. And so our body also being part of this universe appears, if we're in the bodily concept of life, that we are also predetermined. We have no free will. And so if that mentality continues that I'm this body, then we tend to blame the Lord for our suffering. And we tend to accuse him for when, basically it's two sides of the same coin. We'll say, why do bad things happen to good people, like me? And on the other hand, it's always me, or anybody will say that, it's me. Why do bad things happen to good people, like me? Then, on the other hand, why do good things happen to bad people? They'll make these arguments because it's a bodily platform of life. They're thinking everything is predetermined. So these juxtapositions are purposefully there. A discussion of the universal form followed with a discussion of free will that forces us to confront the fact that I'm not my body. And so that then is the perfect opportunity to go deeper into what we've learned before about jnana. I'm not this body. And due to my free will, I've created the situation I'm in. I take responsibility for it. And now let me surrender to Krishna. Tato Brahma Jignasa. Let me inquire into that absolute truth. Surrendering is, again, just like the word service, it sounds like a bad thing. But actually, if we can equate that surrender with attention, giving our attention to Krishna, then we're getting closer to understanding bhakti. Shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasevanam dasyam sakyam vandanam archanam atmanivedanam. They require us to be surrendered in the sense that we're paying attention to our service to the Lord. We pray every morning, Shiguru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma Bando Mui Sabadhana Asha. In India, where we have signs, yellow signs on the road that say caution, they have yellow signs on the road that say Sabadhan, which means pay attention. Be careful. Great care and attention. One of the alternate translations. We in the morning we always say great awe and reverence. That's Sabadhan. But an alternate translation in one of the songbooks says great care and attention. That's also appropriate. Sabadhan. That's how we exercise our free will. Otherwise, we give great care and attention to sense gratification. We're always surrendering. We can just surrender to Krishna, or we can surrender the labor of love or the burden of the beast. And Krishna is giving a clue here about who we are also. Swayambhuva Manu actually is giving a clue here. After having described Krishna, he describes us. This is Sambandha. He's describing our relationship with Krishna. What are we like? In this material world, we are like particles of dust flying around in the air. The Sanskrit word for dust is rajamsi here. And later, Prahlad Maharaj will use the same word for dust, rajabhishekam. There he's talking about taking a bath in the dust, raja abhishek, rajabhishekam, taking bath in the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees. That's the same dust. So we're blowing ourselves here and there. Aprama bhuvana loka punarvartino arjuna mamapeta tukontaya punarjanma vidyate. We're blowing ourselves sometimes up toward Brahma's planet, sometimes down into the mud, like all those curious insects we sometimes see, or bed bugs. But Brahma Bhuvana Loka, after going all around from the highest planet to the lowest. Mamupeta tukonteya punarjanma nivittite. He never takes birth again in this material world after he comes back home, back to God. This is also confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The same point. But the point is given more practical advice in that verse. How do you go back home, back to Godhead? They say, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Again, it's describing how they're traveling around and around the Brahmanda. But one soul is a Bhagyavan, he's fortunate, because he's received the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna in the form of that Bhakti Lata Bij planted in the heart. The seed of the creeper of devotional service has been planted in his heart by the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna. So that combined mercy of Guru and Krishna is the Krishna consciousness movement. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Be merciful. Merciful to ourselves and merciful to everyone we meet. Which means be Krishna conscious. Chant Hare Krishna. Take Krishna prasadam. Worship the deities. Worship the devotees. Read Srimad Bhagavatam. Meditate and worship on that Sri Vrindavan Dham. And visit the holy place as far as possible. Simple program, which has been, we've got full facility by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada for that. And that's gives us the best opportunity to use our free will properly. Otherwise, if we live out on the street, it's very difficult. Wears us down. So that combined mercy of Guru and Krishna should manifest itself practically in two ways: our integrity and in our character. Our integrity is the way that we behave when no one is around. And character is the way we behave when we're with someone else. If Guru and Krishna can be involved in both of those aspects of our psyche, the more that can happen, the more we will be steady in devotional service and able to assist others being happy. I recently shared this. I'll share the same point again. When Srila Prabhupada went to America, he had a passport photo taken. I don't know if they call it passport there, but some photo, official government document. And the devotees saw this picture later. And Prabhupada is looking very grave, like in the picture. And a devotee asked, Prabhupada, you look sad in this picture. And Prabhupada said, that was the happiest day of my life. So the happiness of Krishna consciousness, it may not always be evident from the face of a person. But the steady, equipoised position of a devotee cannot be imitated. Krishna will reveal our attachments in time and humble us. So that when those attachments are taken away, the only thing left is our attachment to Krishna. Mam ekam sharanam praja. He wants that. Unconditional love, uninterrupted love. From that, when we get to that point, then we can study Bhagavatam very properly. That's the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarvadharman prityaja mam ekam sharanam praja. Okay, now you've surrendered everything only to Krishna. Now, here's what happens. Bhagavatam is case studies of that full surrender. That's why in the second chapter of Bhagavatam, they define pure devotional service just again as a preface. Ahoitukiya pratiyata yeyatma supersedati. Unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service. That's the only means to be completely satisfied. And here are the examples. Bhagavatam, 10 cantos, 12 cantos. And Bhagavatam concludes by chanting the holy names of the Lord. That's the most recommended process of expressing this love of God. Bhagavad Gita showed sambandha. What is your relationship with the Lord? You're His servant. And you express that I want to be your servant. I'm fallen, you're fallen, but you actually are His servant. So revive your dormant Krishna consciousness, that relationship, sambandha. Revive that by chanting the holy name, Satatam Kirtayanto Mam. Always chant my glories. Now, Abhideya. Srimad Bhagavatam is describing all detail about how to get there. And it concludes also with chanting the holy names of the Lord. Sumedasa. Do you know that verse? It's a famous verse, but I don't know it. In this age of Kali, those who have good brain substance, this is 11th canto, if I remember right, they'll chant the holy names of the Lord. They'll worship that form of that manifestation of Krishna, who is not Krishna, meaning he's not black. It refers to Lord Chaitanya. Sangopanga. That's fine. We should learn that verse, though. It's a good one. It recommends chanting the holy names as the method of perfecting that relationship. That's another thing. That's two different verses. One says Sumedasa. The one who has good brain substance, he will worship that way. He's chanting the holy names. So Bhagavatam expresses how to perfect that relationship. That process of perfection is our Abhideya. And finally, Chaitanya Charitamrita is Prayojana. It is the perfection of that relationship. It's pure nectar, and it is also chanting the holy names. The Hare Krishna chanting is process and product. It is means and end. It's a prayer by the holy names to the holy name. And for the holy name. Hare Krishna. Would anyone like to share anything?
Do you both have to go about memorizing verses? Do you memorize one a day, or do you have a certain process?
I usually memorize verses I want to say later. I want to say this verse, so then I learn it. I rarely have to go through it one by one and memorize it that way. There are a couple I've done that with, but the majority of verses I've learned have been ones that Prabhupada says again and again. I just hear the verse get repeated so many times that I can't forget it. Su, S-U, M-E-D-H, Medha, Sa, S-A. Yes. Oh, S-U. Let's do it again. S-U. A-S-A. Sumedha, Sa. Okay. Okay.
We'll try Sumedha without the final end.
Okay. Anything else? Or do you want to find that verse right now? Let's see.
But I have a question. You were saying that Krishna is not equal to everyone. Mm. But we can see that by being devoted, you get such great benefits.
You are what?
You're almost like, you know, if you have proper understanding of it, you're just like, you see that there is no choice in it.
Oh, there is choice.
Well, of course that there is a choice, but if you have proper understanding of it, you know, the choice is that, okay, I need to be at the bottom.
But this clause of if you have proper understanding is no small thing. It's not that someone randomly gets proper understanding. That must also require choice. You have to work to get proper understanding, because it's not simply words. We have this culture that I can go on the internet and learn something. But there's no humility required. There's no relationship of surrender, inquiry, and humble service. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashena sivaya. There's no inquiry, there's no service. We just want to devour information. But that's jadavidya. It's dead intelligence, dead knowledge. That's another point. Your first. So real knowledge means a change of character, a change of heart. Knowledge in Bhagavad Gita starts with humility, pridelessness, and ultimately it even involves freedom from desire for sense gratification. Bewildering definition of knowledge. Another point, the first point you were saying is about how can there be equality if the devotee gets such a sweet life and everyone else gets misery. Because if I'm a devotee and I give up Krishna consciousness, then I will also suffer. Fire burns everyone equally. We have the choice. That's the equality.
If you doesn't seem to be a very surfacey decision either, because Duryodhana makes the decision to do something special for Krishna, because he has something, you know, if I do this for Krishna, then I'll get him on my side, and Krishna won't accept the gifts.
Like Duryodhana cooked the big feast for Krishna?
Just before the battle of Kurukshetra, he's trying to get him on his side.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just making the decision, oh, I have to worship Krishna in order to, you know, get the good treatment, that doesn't necessarily work. It's not such a simple process. It's something a little deeper.
Yeah, it's consciousness. Prabhupada calls this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Sri Kishore Prabhu used to always tell me, it's not the International Society for Krishna Activities. Because like, Duryodhana, he did some big Krishna activities. He cooked the huge feast, but Krishna preferred to go eat banana peels at the home of Vidura. But Lord Balaram liked Duryodhana. That's another point. That's a little inconceivable. That's causeless mercy. Balaram is Guru Tattva. Okay. Is that okay?
There's one more thing that you are giving the example of Vibhishan.
Mm-hmm.
Who surrendered to Lord Rama, and Lord Rama accepted him, even if he was coming from the family. But we have other.
It's actually still surrendering to the Lord, though, because the Lord is just the Lord told Durvasa Muni to surrender to Ambarish, and if he's really following Krishna's, if he's really surrendered to Krishna, then he'll go apologize to Ambarish. Ye me bhakta jana pardhan, ne me bhakta pranashati. I can't remember the last word. In Adi Purana, Krishna tells Arjuna that one who is my devotee. He's not my devotee. But one who's the devotee of my devotee is my devotee. And he also says, Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashena sevya. If you want to learn the truth, you surrender to the guru. He wants that, that surrender to Krishna, because he tells us to do it. Thank you for sharing that. I just didn't want it to seem like these disparate, unconnected factors that are confusing and hard to reconcile. It's actually quite unified. Gurtrachin Bhagavatam Kichai, Srila Prabhupada Kichai.